Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang. I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. As I always say, it massively helps out the channel. Let's crack on with today's first story. I fancied something a little bit different today. So I went to the malicious compliance subreddit and I found a story called I Moved Out and Took Everything, which is from Nimien Aqua. Apologies if that pronunciation is all wrong. And it starts off, it became apparent to me last week that my roommates were trying to drive me out of the house to get one of their boyfriends in on my lease. When I told them I wanted to stay, they started staging incidents slash messes around the house so they could yell at me for them. And it all came to a head when they called a meeting with me 2 days ago. One of them had to hold the other back as she screamed at me that she hated me and I was not welcome in the building. They proceeded to tell me that I contributed nothing to the house and wasted their space, and they had gotten in with the landlady and convinced her not to renew my lease in June. I told them I'd talk to the landlady, and when they said they were the heads of the house, I laughed and went on with my day. I spoke to the landlady and she acknowledged that they were out of hand, and while she had given them the power to not renew my lease, she also said I could move out whenever and not pay for a single day I wasn't there. So yesterday, when my roommates both left to visit family, they are sisters, I immediately called everyone I knew and vacated the house of everything I owned. I took the curtains, the rugs, all the cat toys, and even the cat tower that I had made with my mum. I took all of their things off my shelves and other furniture and stacked them in the middle of the now nearly empty living room. I snapped pictures of everything, handed the keys to the landlady, and immediately effed off. They won't be back to the house until tomorrow. I've blocked them on everything, so I won't get angry messages, but I'm sure their faces will be priceless when they come home to a half-empty house with hundreds of dollars in storage and furniture gone. So much for me not contributing anything to the house. Now I actually don't. They also have to find someone else to take up the lease till boyfriend can move in when June comes around, or they have to pick up my rent. Feels pretty good. And there is actually an update to this post as well. And a lot of the comments on this one were just like, congratulations for OP for getting out of that situation. Some legal advice about make sure you got everything in writing from the landlady. And then just many requests asking OP for an update once they're out of that situation, because they'd love to know what happened with the roommates once they found out. So OP did update the post and it said, it took a while for things to settle down, but I just post a quick update on how everything is going. I emailed my attorney asking if the screenshots I took of my landlady's text saying I could leave with no financial repercussions would protect me if she somehow changed her mind and wanted to charge me rent. He said I was good to go and would be covered by it. A lot of people were asking about whether or not my roommates will actually have to pick up my rent. My lease specifically states, if one tenant is not able to fulfill their portion of the rent, it will be on the others to make up the difference. I don't know if she will make an exception or not for them. She did tell me though that it will be their responsibility to get someone to lease my room until boyfriend can move in June. The girls came back from visiting today, so it is certain they have seen the empty house now. I haven't gotten any calls from any officers about stolen goods, so I'm thinking I'm in the clear. Considering that I haven't actually stolen anything, they would be filing a false report, which is very illegal, according to my attorney. And the big one. My boyfriend was pretty peed by the whole situation. He heard the whole screaming meeting when they told me to leave, as he was up in my room when it happened. And he also observed the abusive texts and language they have sent and said to me, and confronted both of my roommates online about how they've been acting. They immediately went to their dad and he had the cops called. I don't know all the details and frankly I don't want to, because I have them blocked. I want nothing to do with them and I just want my life to go on. But yeah, my boyfriend pretty much had to go to the station and sign some papers saying he'd leave them alone. I'm pretty peed at him for confronting them, but like, the cops? Come on. Anyway, I'm couch surfing until I can get a place. I have two lined up that I'm very interested in, both of which have girls who I know and can trust. I think things are looking up, and hopefully this is the last time I have to think about this ever again. If something does happen, I will be updating. Thanks to everyone for the support. It makes me feel really good knowing that, one, I'm not the bad person here, like the girls gaslighted me into thinking I was, and two, that my suffering did brighten some people's day. Hopefully, if something like this happens to you, you use similar tactics. I would love to hear about it. It was also really encouraging to know that I'm not alone in having roommate issues. It was uplifting to hear other people's stories and how they got through it, sending lots of love. And whilst that must be like an incredibly stressful and frustrating situation for OP, because she can see that they're just trying to get the boyfriend to move in, and that's why she's being forced out of this situation, I'm glad that she didn't put up with it, got all the stuff that was hers, and moved out. I'd still love to be a fly on that wall when they come in and just seeing their faces. And I'm not sure why it reminded me of this next story, but it's I sort of like, I guess, like revenge based when you're living with someone. And I heard it on the radio, and it was this couple that was together. The man cheated. He got found out by the wife, but he didn't know she found out. So one day she went back to his apartment and basically put cress seeds all in the carpet and watered it and then left, and apparently was on a work trip or something like that. So by the time he did come back, it was growing everywhere. I mean, there's probably lots of legal repercussions with that one, but for some reason it did remind me of that story. But now I'm going to turn this situation to you guys. What do you guys make of this one? Have you ever had a roommate nightmare before? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's move on to another story. Our next story asks, am I the butthole for contacting my estranged sister? It says, please don't be too rude to me over my past. I know I was bad already. English is not my first language. I, female 17, have an older sister, female 22. My parents had her when they were teenagers, and they have never been good to her. They are good to me. They both screamed at her for everything, and they both pressured her a lot. She was a model, so mum was obsessed with her looks and what she ate. Dad constantly pressured her with school. I was not good either. I was always ruining her stuff, even expensive ones. I would scream at her, I made fun of everything she liked. My parents encouraged it. My sister was always good to me. She would make sure I ate healthy and help with homework. Even when she was sick or tired, she'd stay with me when my mum and dad had fights, as I would get scared. She took the blame for everything I did, always, but it was hard, and the relationship with my parents got really bad after they blamed her for something awful, so she left a while later, when she became an adult. Things weren't okay between us either, but she told me to contact her if necessary. She is now very successful, travels a lot, has money, a nice boyfriend, friends and fans. She's always wanted a sister, and I know she asked for one for Christmas and for her birthday before I was born. Whenever we saw sisters on movies or stuff, we would say it was us. I constantly told her she wasn't my sister. Well, our parents had a baby recently, a girl. They had couples therapy the past years and are okay now. I spent months thinking, but I decided to contact her, apologize and tell her everything. She was furious. Literally, for the first time ever, she screamed at me and said lots of real mean stuff, then said I should not have told her anything. I'm confused. We sucked. I know that, but was I really bad in contacting her for this? I feel like it was important. And we're starting the comments with Suspicious Lemon, who says, based on your comments below about contacting her primarily to share the news of a new sibling, you're the butthole. You could have contacted her when you found out she achieved new goals slash success. You could have reached out when you found out she found a nice boyfriend. You could have contacted her when you found out she found a new chosen family. There were so many important times in her life that you could have reached out, apologized and complimented her for all she has done with her life. Instead, you contacted her to tell her about a new child your a-hole parents had after not talking to her for years. That phone call was just going to trigger and bring up old traumas. It had nothing to do with her. It had nothing to do with you making an authentic apology. It was selfish. Brow says, you're the butthole, leave her alone. She was the family scapegoat and you should have empathy and sympathy for her. You should tell your parents you were disappointed in the way they treated her and that you are glad she's successful despite them. Watch Patrick Tihan YouTube videos on toxic family systems. Your family is toxic. Various Switch says, I get that your intentions were good, but still, probably you're the butthole here. Contacting someone with good news from people they are estranged with isn't really respecting the estrangement, you know. She has moved on and you need to let her, I think. And given the nature of the news, that was probably quite hurtful as well. To your sister, given your history, this probably looked like you were just throwing more crap her way. And one more comment from Real Editor who says, I am sorry, but you are the butthole. I know you are young and it is hard to understand, but she has a reason for going no contact with your family, and it is up to you to respect it. I think that you have a chance of making amendments with her, but you should genuinely apologize if you really feel it. Tell her you were excited to share your feelings with her, but did not realize how this would make her feel and you are sorry. If you are interested in having a relationship with her, you should let her know that you will not try at all to force her to have a relationship with the rest of your family. Also tell her that everything you posted here, that you remember and appreciate everything she has done for you, and you want nothing from her other than to be her sister.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So, of course, Opie does update the post, which says, I read everything people on here told me. Had private messages too, but I stopped reading after a few cruel ones. I got told that I should contact my sister to apologize and that I should leave her alone. Everyone agreed that I am the a-hole, and after reading everything I got told, I see why. I did contact my sister again, as I was planning on visiting her city with my best friend's family and if she wanted to talk. She replied days later and I saw her. I had to swear not to tell our parents and I would not go to her place. Everyone was right. I was an a-hole, but I was stupid. I didn't think things right. My sister told me that when I called her, she was already in a bad mood as she was really sick and needed to be okay for the next day. So me calling her kind of like made everything worse and stressed her more. She apologized for screaming. Like you all told me, it made her feel like everything got better because she left, which was not my intention, but I see it now. Our baby sister also has a close birthday to her, so it obviously feels like a replacement, even if my intention was not that when telling her. She asked if I understood how bad what mum and dad told her the last time they saw her was, and to be honest, I had never really sat and thought about that until that day. I now don't really know what to do when I think about them. She is not in therapy anymore due to a real bad experience, but she has two things, PTSD and BPD, I think, but also has now a bit of an okay relationship with food and other stuff. She says everything is under control. She told me how she already had a sister before the baby, me, how she felt super jealous when she saw her friends with her sisters, how she has a hard time when her favorite singer posts about her sister and how she feels embarrassed that she never has family to go watch her or support her at work while everyone else does. Her boyfriend and friends are amazing, but she feels really alone. She asked about my life, but asked me not to mention our parents. She asked to see our baby sister, so I showed her a few videos. It was really hard and I feel super guilty. We talked for a few hours. Everyone around here was right and I should have known better. She says she was never really mad at me. She gave me her assistant's number and told me to only call in real emergencies. If I'm sick, I have no place to live, I need food or stuff for school. Our sister needs something. but to please never contact her directly ever again and to not tell our parents. She said, when I turn 18, if they know anything, I will get in trouble. I was expecting maybe she would call me for Christmas, but she didn't, which is fine. I don't deserve it. On her Instagram, it seems like she had a good time. There's more but character limits, so yeah, that's the update. I guess everything is okay. And I found this one a real hard read. You know, this girl, 17, I know she's old enough to know about feelings and, you know, the way that her sister was brought up. And she mentioned herself that she contributed to everything that her sister went through. But I couldn't help but think, I'm not trying to make excuses, but I just couldn't help but think what OP has also gone through at the same time. I know sister's gone through a hell of a time and the trauma that she's faced from her parents and from OP as well. But OP in the first post saying I was always ruining her stuff, even expensive things, and she would scream at her, made fun of everything she liked, and then said her parents encouraged it. From how long has this been going on? Again, I'm not trying to excuse the behavior of OP or anything like that, but I just can't help but think how shitty the parents are in this situation. Demonetized again from YouTube. Stories just bring out the bad language in me. I think all that OP can do in this situation now is take a step back and respect her sister's wishes, her sister's boundaries, think about herself as a person and possibly focus on some of the trauma that they've gone through themselves. And maybe one day your sister's going to reach out to you again. And when that time comes, you're going to be ready to work on that relationship with her. I really hope so for both of you anyway. But now I'm going to turn it to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's move on with another story. And our next story comes from friend who says, am I the butthole calling the police after my brother just left his kids and taking guardianship of his kids? Throw away for privacy. So I, 23 female, have a brother, 27 male, who has three children, a 5-year-old and 3-year-old twins. And he thought I was the free babysitter on weekends so him and his wife could go out, and they've just left their kids at my door when I say I have plans and I'm forced to babysit. But around June last year, I was going to hang out with my friend, so as I'm driving to get my friend I'd plans with, my brother calls and says that he is on his way with the kids. I ask why, and he says him and his wife are going out, so I need to babysit. I said I wasn't home, so he needs to find someone else. He just laughed and said, sucks for you, then your plans are cancelled. I was dumbfounded and said, no, I'm not babysitting. He said he will leave the kids at my door and it's on me if something happens if I don't get home. I say I won't come home and I will call the police if he leaves them at my door and hang up. And 15 minutes later, I get a notification on my Ring doorbell and I look at the live view and see my niece and nephew standing alone at my door ringing the bell. I panic, my friend asks what's wrong and I tell them and they agree to come back with me while they call our other friend to let them know we will be late and I call the police. We arrive shortly before the police does and tell them the story and we give them my brother's number. And they call, but he doesn't pick up. The police ask if we can watch them, to which I say, no, he will do it again if I do. And they understand and says, we will have to come give an official statement at the station. The CPS worker will take the kids for the night or longer, depending on if they can contact my brother and his testimony. So we do, and I assure my niece and nephews that it's going to be fine, and the CPS lady is going to take good care of them. My friends and I end up staying at my best friend's house, and around 4 a.m. my brother calls demanding to know where I and his kids are, and I tell them I'm not home and his kids are with CPS currently. He yells so loud I didn't need to put my phone on speaker for my friends to hear. I tell him I told him I would call the police, and I did, so he can thank himself. They ended up losing custody and were charged with endangering a child on 3 counts. 5 months ago, I was asked if I wanted to become my niece and nephew's guardian, and I ended up agreeing, and I've had them since. And I don't know how, only my friends knew since our parents died when the twins were almost, but he found out that I have his kids. Not where we live, just that I'm their legal guardian now, and has been blowing up my phone and social media telling me I ruined everything. Our grandpa is on my side, but the rest of the family says I should have sucked it up, but I had to go nuclear. And the guilt is making me doubt if I did the right thing or not. So Reddit, am I the butthole? Edit to clarify, I loved to babysit them when he gave me at least 24 hours notice, but he left them after I said I wasn't there. That's what I had issues with, and that's why I called the police. The three of them are not a burden at all, and they are a joy, and I love having them here. Even though all of a sudden becoming a parent was hard to adjust to, I don't regret a single day that I took them in. I felt guilty since my whole family was telling me I broke a family apart for no good reason. But you guys have assured me that what I did was a good thing, and just the tip of the bucket. There had to be more to have done it. But thank you all for your kind words. It was really reassuring. I will definitely talk to the caseworker about the harassment and a few suggestions, but again, it was not the babysitting my lovely niece and nephews that was the problem. It was my brother's attitude and him leaving them unattended while knowing I wasn't home. Edit 2, I know my spelling and grammar sucks. I don't speak English fluently, and it's not my first language, so I'm sorry if both are bad. But I'm doing my best while not knowing a whole lot of grammar in English and not being fluent in it. Sorry, please stop DMing me about it. And I'm glad what OP said in their edit there about it sort of like being the tip of the iceberg, basically, about what's going on. Because we've read stories before, very, very similar stories about people leaving their children on others' doorsteps, expecting them to babysit, absolute mad level behavior. But it always seems like when CPS does get involved, it takes a lot more than just like one incident to take their children away. So it did make me think, what else is going on for this to happen? But I mean, absolutely fair play to you for being able to do that at 23 years old, taking in three children, a five-year-old and twin three-year-olds. Try to make sure that you get some support systems in place from, you know, family members that actually can help, I think. Because let's face it, that's no small undertaking there. Dinners every day, breakfast every day, nursery runs, getting them dressed, all this kind of stuff. That's life-changing stuff. But again, I turn back to it, and we've heard the story many a time where brothers and sisters just drop children off on the doorstep and think that's acceptable. It's absolutely crazy level behavior to me. But let's check out some comments to see what they say. Maybe a Walrus says, honestly, if CPS made them lose custody of their children, I'm pretty sure that your intervention was just the tip of the iceberg and that they uncovered way more than you would know. Purple Mars Alien says, not the butthole. If they lost custody of their kids, there was more than this single incident, and the rest of your family can also go suck it. They didn't take guardianship of these kids. I really doubt you were the first option CPS considered. And one more comment from Squirrel Mama, as they're all pretty much going the same way at the moment, which says, you don't lose custody because of one incident like this, which your brother probably told them you agreed to watch the kids that day. If it was just one thing, they would have written up a plan and made a bunch of visits, but to actually take the kids there had to be a pattern of incidents, or they refused to cooperate with CPS. None of that is your fault. You are not the butthole, and you probably saved those kids a lot of heartache or worse. Now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, and your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much for getting involved. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.